Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, absolute insanity this morning. I don't even know where to begin. I was just telling you that at the printer.
Yes,
I had
exactly.
These pieces of paper. What do we do? It's all so crazy. I could do a whole show on like any one of these things.
Just post it on the wall and throw a dart, you know, and that'll be the lead, I guess.
That might not be a bad strategy, honestly. I'm becoming mentally confused. I'm not kidding. Just like, I don't know which of the shiny objects to grab at this point. I mean, I remember a time in talk radio, seriously, when, and I know you and I have talked about this before, just like one or two of these stories would be something we'd spend an entire week on.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And this is just a level of crazy we've never seen before. Yeah. I guess I'll go with Trump is holding his rally in Madison Garden to telegraph to the other Nazis that they're all in league.
Oh, okay. Well, that's...
Yeah. Hillary explaining that Trump chose Madison Garden, where he's going to hold a big rally next week, to echo, copy the 1939 pro-Nazi rally that was held there. It was the American-German Bund Party to support Hitler. And that Trump has specifically chosen this rally for this reason, this spot, so that he can echo the themes, being, you know, a Nazi and all. Take a listen to crazy, and I do mean crazy, Hillary Clinton.
And, you know, one other thing that you'll see next week, Caitlin, is Trump actually reenacting the Madison Square Garden rally in 1939. I write about this in my book. President Franklin Roosevelt was appalled that neo-Nazis, fascists in America were lining up to essentially pledge their support for the kind of government that they were seeing in Germany. So I don't think we can ignore it. Now,
okay, so Trump supporters all coming together to pledge support for a Nazi government. Do you remember, you know what's crazy about this? The left is now selling this idea of free speech by the population as a Nazi tactic in a Nazi belief system. Because I don't remember the part where Hitler was like, yay, free speech. No, I remember him going in and shutting down all the newspapers.
Yeah.
Actually, Crash and I were working on a paper on that last year for school. How they gradually came in and shut down the media. And it started with Jewish editors first and Jewish written books first, and then eventually all editors, unless they were Nazi party members of good standing. It sounds a lot like what the Democrats are honestly doing right now. Overnight, I'm going to get back to Hillary in a second. I'm going to lay this out. This is terrifying, okay? Elon, you remember Elon Musk joking but also not joking with Tucker Carlson how because he has opposed the left, if Trump doesn't win this election, he's going to prison.
Yeah, they were laughing about it, but...
Yeah, and that's a good attitude to have, but it's very real. And here he is saying that.
If he loses, man, what?
You're f***ed, dude. I'm f***ed. If he loses, I'm f***ed.
It does seem that way. You can't just be like, yo, I...
Yeah, I'm like, how long do you think my prison sentence is going to be? Do you think? Will I see my children? I don't know.
Because it's not like you can say, well, yeah, I maxed out to him, but, you know, I get...
You were I have no plausible deniability.
No.
No, and I've been trashing Kamala nonstop.
Oh, I know!
The sentence for that now is prison. And they're joking about it, but overnight we began to see the outlines of how that'll happen. With Democrats demanding that Keith Olbermann demanding that the military arrest Musk and imprison him on a military base in the U.S. and seize X. I'm just let that sink in for a minute because you're driving.
It's Keith Olbermann.
Thinking, wait, this can't be. Yeah, it's real. You're looking at the outline, the beginning of the outline for how the left will crush free speech, which they have vowed to do. I mean, Hillary Clinton's out there vowing to do it. John Kerry's out there saying, we win, no more First Amendment. This week, we saw in a league, the plan by the Harris administration and socialist Labour Party officials from the UK, that plan leaked to shut down X and clamp down on all free speech in the world, including Americans. I mean, this stuff's getting terrifying. This is literally terrifying. We're seeing the outlines of what the consequences will be if we lose. Well, here's what happened overnight. The Wall Street Journal is like two papers, okay? The opinion page is kind of right-leaning, not always, yeah, but kind of. I'm sort of moderate. But the newsroom is very left-wing, okay? So they ran this article called Elon Musk's Secret Conversations with Vladimir Putin. Ooh, that sounds scary. Mm-hmm. The implication in the article, they never prove it, is that Putin got Musk to buy X so that he could propagate Russian disinformation on X in the form of everything Republicans say. That makes Democrats look bad. And that in order to placate Putin, he purchased X. That's his true, and he's working as Putin's ally, as you know, as Putin's like right hand. Okay, this is a level of cray cray.
Yeah.
Okay. Both Elon Musk and the Kremlin, who was called by the Wall Street Journal, agree they had one phone conversation. So we're back to, if you touch a Russian, you have to, you know, sell Twitter. If you touch a Russian, you can't. If you talk to a Russian in a greeting line, you didn't even know they were Russian before you talked to them, you didn't know them, you can't be the attorney general anymore. We're back to that level of cray. Just cray cray. Okay. In 2002, the reason that Musk talks to the Russians is because of his space program.
Yeah.
He went there in 2002 to buy some of their rockets.
2002?
Yes. Okay. This was a conversation in 2022. In which he and Putin discussed space as well as current and future technologies. Okay, because of one conversation, Keith Olbermann and the left, their echo chamber, is now demanding that X be seized by the, get the, here we go again, same theme this week, the military. Wow, 3 weeks after Biden and Harris for the first time changed the operational rules of the military so they can, one, operate on U.S. soil, and two, use lethal force. That's in the directive. If you want to see it and read it for yourself, go on my Twitter feed. I've retweeted it twice now. I highlighted it for you and everything. You could, not a secret, go read it. It's a horror show. Now we're talking, now what's it, what day is this, Friday? By the end of the week, we're to, hey, we'll have the military seize X and put Musk in prison. This is cray, cray, cray. And in the same week where we find out that Kamala and the Labour Party, led by a self-declared socialist Keir Starmer, have been working behind the scenes on a plan also to shut down, kill X, or seize it. And also to crack down on free speech rights of Americans from the UK, where they intend to extradite Americans for trial. This, you want to talk about who the fascists are? It's these people. These people are crazy.
How do we get to a point where political operatives in this country want to, in the same breath, want to seize and imprison the CEO of a major company that the federal government is buying rocket service from and is subsidizing the purchase of his electric vehicles to the citizens?
Okay, well, about that. Here's Keith Olbermann tweeting this, right? And the left is going nuts. This is trending on X right now. The left is going nuts. They love this. Listen to this. We need to arrest and detain Elon Musk immediately. And folks, this will happen if she wins, okay? This will happen. Mark my words on this. Even Musk knows it. Even Tucker Carlson knows it. We need to arrest and detain Elon Musk immediately. He is operating on behalf of Russia. Cancel all contracts. Seize his facilities. Lock him away in a military facility. They want SpaceX seized. They want X seized. They want Boring Company seized. All his assets. Folks, this will happen if she wins. I guarantee it. Either that or the UK or the EU will do it and she will extradite him. It'll be one of the two. We know. We've already got their plans. They leaked this week. Okay, Lee. One phone call with Elon Musk? One. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. And Musk talked to also his chief of staff a couple of other times. Okay, the list of foreign leaders that Elon Musk speaks with regularly is in the dozens.
Yeah, I figured it'd be pretty extensive. You're talking about an international business.
It's everybody, including both sides in Brazil, the socialists and Bolsonaro. So, I mean, he's always talking. This is normal for him talking to foreign leaders, okay? This is not, so you pick one and go, oh no, we need to seize this. Okay, here's where this gets crazy, all right? I mean, this is where this gets plum nuts. Neither Putin nor, the Wall Street Journal admits deep in the article, neither Putin or Kremlin officials were holding regular conversations with Musk. They admit this in the article. So this is about nothing. Yes, it's about nothing.
Yeah, but, yeah.
It's about literally nothing. Now, trick question. Who was it? What? I don't know. President, family, his family took $20 million from an oligarch allied with Putin. Who was that again?
Oh, that would, I think that would be the Biden family.
Golly, the Biden family.
Yeah.
And why did that oligarch, Yelena Batorina, give the $20 million to Hunter, who had, by the way, no real estate experience?
Right.
That's what her, she's a billionaire with no real estate experience. Why was that? Well, her brother, who acts as her spokesperson, told the UK Daily Mail, because they called him up, said, well, you know, why are you giving all this money to the Bidens? What do you get for this? I mean, he has no real estate experience. He said, access to the U.S. And I said, well, why don't you get a visa and come here?
Yeah. Or access come across to the border illegally.
So, I mean, So you got a Russian oligarch allied with Putin saying, oh, we bought access from Hunter. $20 million. Yeah, it wasn't even about real estate. No, it wasn't that. We bought access. $20 million. Keith Olbermann don't care. So, I mean, by the Olbermann standard, Biden should have resigned, right? Well, I mean, he's owned by Russia.
Yeah.
His family is.
There's actually a money trail.
I tell this to liberal trolls, and I even post, like, the New York Post articles about it. It's very well documented. The UK Daily Mail. Hey, your guy took $20 million. You can't find a dime from Trump. Well, they're doing this on Musk now.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, the next 4 years are going to be terrifying at a level we've never seen before. It's going to be like Nazi Germany in this country.
Whoever wins.
Not whoever wins, only if she wins.
Oh, but I still think that there will be, I still think that if Trump is elected, even if Republicans take control of, you know, or maintain control of the House or actually take the Senate or both or whatever, Tara, you're going to see levels of lawfare like we haven't seen before.
Yeah, like from inside the Trump DOJ, which is still captured, you mean?
That, and also from state legislatures, from outside influence groups, from foreign entities that are putting money into political activities around this country. You're still going to see, I mean, listen, I do hope and pray, literally, that Republicans get control here. But that's not the end of our problems.
And that's what Biden was saying last week in this clip. Did everybody on our side, I mean, most people on our side just missed? It's actually a bigger deal than the Biden, you know, clip this week talking about jailing him, because Biden said, essentially, we're going forward with the three criminal cases against Trump.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I think that's what you'll see. I think you will see states trying to drag him, liberal states, out of the White House for trial. I think, you're right. I think you'll see that. We're going to see things we never imagined. Okay, we're just gearing up. Back in a minute.